So this is the July 11th, 2024 edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. It, of course, is a flashback. All you Thursday listeners or folks who check the Huff website looking for this shorter Thursday show will find it's almost always a flashback. I've heard it throw in a little something, but generally it's Huff meeting day, so it's flashback day as far as I'm concerned. This is a flashback to February 21st, 1997, and you're going to find some gaps. Some sound is not the best at certain points, can be a little jerky. I don't know if we had a studio or not at that point. Free radio was often running between different landlords. Sometimes we operated out of people's homes via tapes, pre-arranged, pre-set tapes that we gave into the studio. So mostly you're going to hear a lot of my historical account of what was going on at that time, which of course is now nearly 30 years ago, but it may give you some idea of the kind of activism that some folks, including myself, were organizing at that time, and who knows, maybe some parallels of what can be done now, although of course these are different times, we have a different population of people, different energy, and those of us who were activists in those days are either gone, priced out, dead, ill, or we've moved on to other things. And there are some left, but and there's also a new generation of folks coming in as well in some respects. So the problems are the same, unfortunately, very much so, perhaps in the way they're magnified. But I'm going to just describe what you're going to be hearing more or less, at least a taste of what you're going to be hearing in this 1.5 hour show. You'll hear me commenting a lot on existing ordinances that were being considered or that had already been considered at that time in court cases. There were a lot of court cases, which I go into. You'll be hearing bits from the San Francisco Mime Troupe's production from several years before. Some of it's Spanish language, but danged if I know what the actual name of the production is. I haven't been able to find it yet. You're going to be hearing of a man convicted of, because he had to plead guilty to having sitting on a milk crate on Pacific Avenue. Skidmark Bob talks about his different harassment episodes. Skidmark Bob Duran is a musician, for those who are new to this whole thing, who's... I don't know if he plays music or not. He played with a band called Just Kidding. There was talk about Klieg lights at Cathcart and Pacific to deter the youth and street population. We talk about a court case where Pepper Tongue Pat Ring won 3 out of 4 charges. Actually, 4 out of 4. The fourth was a hung jury, stemming from the City Hall lockdown case back in 1996, the year before. And there's Palo Alto, a discussion, well, I should say a few bits of public comment on their upcoming sit-lie law, which I believe passed, but I think at one point a version of it may have been defeated or modified as a consequence of the public testimony. That I'm not sure of. And so a lot of sound variation in this. You may have to turn up the volume or turn it down. And still, I hope you enjoy it.